Let's take our Bibles and turn now to Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11. I'd like to consider verses 28 to 30. Proverbs 11, 28 to 30. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. He that winneth souls is wise. Going through this blessed book, we're ever mindful of our Lord's words to his disciples when they ask him, "Why do you preach in parables?" Because it's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, and to them it's not given. Just stop and think for just a minute. If we understand anything, I think about what Brother Jeff just said concerning election. Someone asked Maurice Montgomery one time, "Do you have to believe in election to be saved?" He said, "I don't see in scriptures where you've got to believe in election to be saved, but," he said, "I will tell you this." He said, "Those that believe Christ, when they hear election, they'll believe it." I don't know how much the thief on the cross knew, but I do know this. He knew the God of election. That's what Jeff said. That's good. That was good. Proverbs 3:5 says this: "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not upon thine own understanding." Obviously, from that scripture, trusting in the Lord is to not lean to your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Sincerely. That's what it means. All your heart, sincerely. I read a scripture like that and I think about what I just said just a moment ago, about the struggles of this life. Heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, in sincerity. Honest. Just be honest with Him. He knows our frame. He knows. He knows that we're dust. He knows the trials. He knows. Trust Him. There is one hiding place wherein a man is secure. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do you know it's going to take a work of God's grace for me to be able to do that? I know that. I realize, just standing right here, the frailty somewhat of a man's flesh. Just standing here, I'm thinking, this is by the grace of God that I'm even standing here. This is where, for a believer, his desires are truly found, trusting in the Lord. Because I know that, based on what we just started reading a minute ago, he that trusteth in his riches shall fall. He that has confidence in... Now, let me tell you this. Let me just say something right here so we'll understand. Riches, right there, in that verse of Scripture. Riches. Obviously, you know it's going to have something to do with material stuff. Money and stuff. But it entails everything and the obtaining of it, too. Everything. I mean, all areas of life. riches. Everything in this world that is not according to the riches of glory, riches in glory of Christ Jesus, the riches of this world, fame, money, whatever we can, riches. Don't just get money. Money is, I understand. Listen, I do know that we operate with money. And I know that sometimes money increases. I know that. The Lord says, if riches increase, set not your heart on them. The love of it, the desire of it, the pursuit after it, and everything else. I know that. But also, when we talk about he that trusteth in his riches shall fall, spiritual so-called riches. So-called spiritual riches. And I'll tell you this, that right there is the very heart of the unregenerate's hope. That's the heart. The riches, the spiritual riches, what he thinks is spiritually rich. Oh, I've done this and I've done that. I've laid up for myself treasures in heaven. I've all of these things. He'll start to. If he doesn't say them outwardly, he says them inwardly. Spiritual, self-righteous, so-called riches that men, the scripture says in the book of Haggai, puts them into a bag. It's just holes. Holy bag. Just a bag that's just filled with nothing. I thought I had something in there. He that trusteth in his riches. You see that? What you think is profitable. And I'm going to tell you something. There's not one man, one woman born in Adam that doesn't come forth thinking that way. How profitable do you really think that to Adam and Eve, how profitable do you think that fig leaf was? Well, we've covered ourselves before God. You see what I'm saying? That's riches. When it comes to the riches of this world, the pursuit of it, physical, spiritual, those things that men seek after, thinking that they've accomplished the gold and silver, physical or spiritual, whatever, whichever way you want to look at it. Let me ask you something. Did what you do, did what you're able to produce, did what you're able to accomplish, did your walking down the aisle, or did your praying through, or did your baptism die for you? Is that what shed its blood and put away your guilt? Now you think about that. Well, I exercise my free will. Is that what died and put away your guilt? Now we're talking about that which absolutely puts away sin. This world's riches, however you want to look at it, has never been faithful to one that's ever trusted in them. Man, everything that I've ever been able to do for myself was so filled with pride and arrogance. The scripture says, Matthew 16:26, what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What does it mean to trust in your riches? I read that. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall. Well, in my mind, this is the way I think. If you'll notice, a lot of times what I'm doing is I'm just trying to set forth something that went through my mind when I read that. He that trusteth in his riches. What does that mean?
What does it mean, trust in riches? I believe somewhat it means to join myself, to join yourself, to join ourselves in heart, and to trust for security, physical, spiritual, anyway. The Scripture says, trust in the Lord. But for me to trust for my physical well-being or my spiritual well-being, for me to be able to trust in something that I can accomplish, I did it. To trust in riches, to trust anything that human senses can see or produce or maintain. That's what it is. It's a revelation of God's grace that salvation is all of grace. That's a miracle that God reveals that some, that a man, a woman can behold by faith the glorious Lord Jesus Christ and to realize without Him, I am nothing. I have nothing. I can do nothing. Without Him. And that does not mean between Him and myself. It means without Him, I can do nothing. Trusting in riches. Letting that which takes a priority, where the priority is, trusting in that. I want you to turn to Matthew 6. I want you to look at something here. Matthew 6. Matthew 6, verse 19. Matthew 6, verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Look at verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot adhere with an interest, a total leaning, trusting interest to two masters. You can't. Scripture sets forth, you cannot. Worldliness. And when I say worldliness, remember this. I am talking about everything, whether it's physical that I can see or that which is invisible, born in my old heart, that old nature of sin that tells me I can when the Scripture says I can't. Worldliness. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that which is totally disrespectful before God Almighty and does not give God the glory, does not look to Him, does not wait on Him. Worldliness. Worldliness is one of the greatest dangers that we face. It's a cleverly devised snare. You know, it seems innocent to pay close attention to business or to family needs. But when that care is done at the expense of obedience and worship in God, supporting the work, faithful, sensitive to the needs of God's people, the honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Danger. 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 There's no more evidence of an unconverted state than to have the things of this world uppermost.
in our aim, our love, and our desire. Well, I would, you know, I would, but I, you know, my family, I've got kids, I've got this, I've got that. That's a cleverly devised snare. Worldliness. We could go and read, I would encourage you to read that sixth chapter of Matthew. That's when the Lord was saying, consider the lilies. They don't spin, they don't toil. Your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? You know, we are so prone, and I'm telling you, I'm talking about all of us. He that trusts in riches shall fall. Because I'll tell you this, a man's soul is going to endure forever, but those riches are not. The only thing that's going to endure, God Almighty said, is His Word. He that trusts in riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. The righteous. He that trusts in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. I want you to turn to Psalm 91. Look at this. Psalm 91. The righteous shall flourish as a branch. The man that's trusting in his riches, what he can do, what he can produce, what he can obtain, what he can keep, he's going to fall. Psalm 91, 9 to 12, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Now let me ask you something. Who was that talking about? You know, the Lord Jesus. That was talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. You know how I know that? Because there was a place over in the New Testament where Satan even quoted it. Satan quoted it. Quoted the Word of God. And said, well, you just jump off this pinnacle. You know, it's written, he's not going to let you dash your foot against a stone. He's not going to let that happen to you. He's going to keep you. Okay, now what does that say? That tells me that the one that Almighty God has promised, he's not going to fall. If I'm grafted in him, I'm not going to fall either. My security is in him. He is the vine. We are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, severed from me, you can do nothing. Well, back in Proverbs, here's what that verse 28 said. He that trusteth in his riches, in his ability, in his life, he that trusts in himself, he's going to fall. But the righteous, those made righteous by the grace of God, the imputed righteousness of Christ, they're going to flourish as a branch. Why? Because they're trusting in Christ, who is the vine. He that trusts in his riches, fall. The righteous, they're going to flourish as a branch. He said, I'm the vine, you're the branch. Those that trust in him. Look at verse 29. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind. He that troubleth his own house. A man's house, in this passage of Scripture right here, means his whole interest. That's what it means, his whole interest. Let me give you a couple of verses of Scripture. You'll understand what I'm saying. Proverbs 7:1, wisdom hath builded her house. Now, you know who wisdom is there. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Wisdom hath builded her house. Who is the house? the church. That's the bride. Who built the house? Well, the Scripture says, except the Lord build the house. They that labor, labor in vain. We're gonna build us a church here. We're gonna have some programs here. We're gonna get some things going. We're gonna have pack a pew. We're gonna have fifth Sunday singing. We're gonna get us a choir. No. This is what we're gonna do by the grace of God. We're gonna preach the gospel. Think of the mercy of God. I've said this so many times. Think of the mercy of God that 50-something years ago raised up a man, gave a man a heart to preach the gospel and not deviate from it. And God blessed it. And some of you are, by the grace of God, the recipients of God's grace under the ministry of a faithful preacher. He has built his house. Wisdom has built her house. How about concerning false religion? Proverbs 7:27. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chamber of death. So house here means the total interest of. Well, this scripture right here says, he that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind. To trouble, to keep it in constant agitation. So looking back, and what we're doing is we're looking at scriptures as scripture goes to scripture, goes to scripture. Verse 28 said, he that trusteth in his riches shall fall. Verse 29 is saying, because a man without Christ, a man that is trusting in that which is fleeting and failing, the riches, the worldliness of this age, he that's trusting in physical or spiritual false riches, he's doing nothing but causing turmoil and trouble for his total interest. It's just nothing but trouble. Just turn over. I'll show you there. Proverbs 15:27. Just turn over a couple of pages. Proverbs 15:27. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. He that hateth gifts shall live. We'll be that. Be there, Lord willing, one of these days. He that gifts there means bribes. That which tempts to steal the affection of devotion away from Christ. He that hates gifts, hates bribes. You think about what Satan said to our Lord. I'll give you all of it. This is all mine. It wasn't his. Liar. He that hates bribes, that which would steal those fiery darts, he that hates them. And only by the grace of God does a man hate them. He that troubleth his own house by trusting in the riches of this world, physical, spiritual, and pursuing after whatever it takes in his mind, his heart is deceitful. You need to do so and so. If you don't do this, you're not going to make it. You ain't going to pay your bills. You're not going to get to heaven. You're going to be... He that troubleth his own house. And you know what? Every man born in Adam's not troubling anybody when he comes right down to it but himself. Every man's going to answer for his own deeds. The books are going to be open. Every man's going to give account for his own works. That's what the Scripture says. I'm not going to stand before God for you and you for me. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind. He's just going to inherit nothing. An empty thing. That's what it is. And the fool The one trusting in his riches, the one troubling his own house, shall be servant to the wise of heart. Wow. Now that's an amazing passage of Scripture right here. You know, while the fool thinks that he's going to prosper in his own efforts and merit, the bottom line is he's serving God's purpose to the good of God's elect. Now you say, how can you prove that? Romans 8:28 says this, all things. You mean even the rebellion of this world is going to prove to be to the good of God's elect? All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are of the called according to His purpose. You say, well, how is it going to be working to my good? Well, let me say this. I would not be so foolish to stand here and tell you that I understand the depth of it. But let me tell you one thing that comes to my mind right now. You're going to realize that by the grace of God, I am what I am. That Almighty God didn't leave me in rebellion. That God Almighty didn't leave me to myself to trust in my own riches. That God Almighty didn't leave me to myself to live and grovel in my own self-righteousness and think that I had established a righteousness before God. I think about let me just turn to Exodus 12. Exodus chapter 12. It says the fool should be a servant to the wise of heart. I know this. I can't explain all this, but I do know. Let me just read this. Exodus 12. Let me read Exodus 12, 35, 36. The children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels and silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. Egyptians let them go, and they loaded them up. They gave them, say, here, you take it. Yeah, you want this? You want this? Here's it. Take it all. Just get out of here. Just take it. And God Almighty prospered His people through those Egyptians. Now, we just read that. Now, I know that this whole world, the whole economy of this world. Do you know what I know is going on? Almighty God's calling out His people. And He's taking care of His people. And He's raised up countries, nations. He's raised up a city right here, Fairmont, West Virginia. Raised up a city right here. Has maintained this city because God Almighty's got some people in this community. How is he doing all? I don't know. But I can tell you that I am not so foolish as to think that all of this world is not being used for the good of God's people and the glory of Almighty God. I know it is. All things work together for good. He works all things after the counsel of His own will. He raises up authorities and He puts down, He takes up this nation, He puts this one down and He moves this and He does this, all for His own glory. And men just run around here and they're just having business and they'll just fire that thing up tomorrow and they'll just, we're doing great. To do it just exactly what God Almighty purposed for you to do. The fool should be a servant to the wise of heart, those made wise unto salvation. And then lastly, verse 30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Now here's the peace. Here's the peace that's found for every child of God. The fruit or the offspring of the righteous, he who is righteous, the Lord Jesus. The offspring of the righteous, of Christ Himself, the offspring of righteous, is a tree of life. Verse 28 said, the righteous shall flourish as a branch. The righteous, those made righteous by Christ. Here it says the fruit of the righteous, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. The fruit, the offspring of the righteous. Just as a branch joined to the vine, the objects of God's mercy are going to bloom and grow, regenerated by the grace of God. It just joined to Him spiritually, miraculously. God Almighty joins a man to Christ, regenerates him by grace. And here it says the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. The fruit, the offspring, is a tree of life. Is that passage saying that I'm the tree of life? In Him I am. You remember this passage right here? Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. God Almighty looks at Him and sees Him, and all in Him. Is He a tree of life? He's a tree of life. Are we joined to Him? Yes, we are. Are we the fruit of the righteous? Are we the offspring of Him? Are we made what we are by the grace of God? That's what Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. What did the Lord say at the Lord Jesus Christ's baptism? This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased, well pleased. What will be said in that day unto all found in Christ? Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Paul said, I have kept the faith. I have fought a good fight. I finished my course. How could he say that outside of being joined to Christ? No way. No way. No believer ever takes that honor to himself. The Lord said, I know the Lord said to the woman with the issue of blood, your faith, the object of your faith, the one to whom you look, your faith given from above to believe. But I'll tell you this, it was the object of her faith. Your faith has made you whole. Heirs of God, that's what Brother Jeff just read. Heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. Joined with Him in indescribable, unchangeable union. Inheritance, incorruptible. The bride robed in Christ, in His righteousness. Jacob, remember that when Jacob walked in to see his daddy? His mama covered him with those skins and smelled just like Esau. There was a picture right there. Esau, that first, there was Esau. Jacob walked in there and he said, you Esau? Yes, I am. He said, you smell just like him. Oh, I'm telling you. Robed in the glorious righteousness of our Lord. As He is, so are we. He that winneth souls is wise. You know, it's such a disrespectful thing. I came up in false religion. And we used to have like a little tally. Probably should have kept a little book, you know, how many souls I won this week. I led 14 people to Christ this week. I'm a soul winner. Bible packing soul winner. Got them down the Roman road. That's what I thought. I had my plan. I had my Bible marked. Turn over to Romans 3:23. You played that game. You believe it. You don't think God lies. No. We'll pray this prayer. Led them to Christ. I know that without a doubt, I know that the Lord uses instruments, means. I know we talked about that just a while ago. I know that God is pleased to use means. But let me tell you this. He that is wise wins souls. There is but one that is wise in himself. Winning there means taking. The Scripture clearly sets forth. Men are born not by blood, not by the will of flesh, not by the will of man. I'm not born into inheritance in Christ. I can't desire you into Christ. Not by the will of man. Not by the will of the flesh. You don't have a free will to do anything you want. You're dead in bondage and sin. I am too, as being born in Adam. And I want God to save my kids and grandkids, my family. I do. I want the Lord to save. I would desire. But I'm going to tell you whose will is going to be done. The wise one. He that is wise winneth souls. He alone rescues his own from trusting in their own riches and from troubling their own house. He alone wins or takes his own. He takes them, first of all, lovingly. Jeremiah 31:3, yea, I've loved thee with an everlasting love. Secondly, he takes them powerfully. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And that word draw means with power, made willing in the day of his power. And thirdly, he takes them forever. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. May the Lord add his blessing to the preaching and the hearing of his gospel. For Christ's sake, amen.